Dermot and Dave, it is Today FM.
I don't know what your memories, if you have any, of Wren, of Stephen's Day, the Wren Boys. Do you have any of those kinds of memories?
No, the only place I think I ever heard of them was I had a book called Jimine, J-I-M-I-F-A-N, a really weird kind of creepy book as a kid, an Irish book, and in it they talked about the Wren. The Wren Boys.
Didn't expect to go down the old Jimine road there.
No, if anyone actually remembers Jimine, please text us 087-4100-102 and tell me I'm not gone mad.
Growing up in Limerick, you'd often answer the door on Stephen's Day to several dodgy looking characters saying, Doreen, the King of All Bars, this is Stephen's Day. We got lost in the forest, we chase them up, we chase them down, we chase them in Limerick town. And then they put their hands out.
What, and you give them money?
You have to give them money, yeah, or they wouldn't leave you.
You were worried they would never leave.
Domestic threats in Limerick. Yeah.
Well, there's something far more special happening these days, thank God for that. This Stephen's Day, people in a small town of Galway will be doing something very special. And it's an event that in recent years has not only raised load of funds for charity, but it also has brought the community together. On the line we have Roderick White, and he is the founder of something called the Pieta House Wren Run, which happens in Woodford, County Galway, every Christmas. How are you? You there, Roderick?
Oh. No, it seems to have lost Roderick.
God,
he was there a second ago. That was a great intro.
I know, I was giving myself like 10 out of 10 there on the way in.
We'll try him on the phone now and see if we can get him, because it is worth talking about. So just while we're waiting on Roderick, if you go to Pieta House Wren Run, that's obviously Wren with a W, wrenrun.ie. It's on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as well, at Pieta House Wren Run. And you can find all the information there. Roderick's on the phone now. Hey, Roderick.
Morning, guys.
We have you, good man.
I tell you, the sooner they roll out that government broadband, the better.
That's the problem in Galway. We're still a long way behind you.
Yeah. Although I know that some crowd has brought broadband to the Aran Islands already, haven't they? They're all hooked up.
Yeah, there's an ad running for that at the moment. Yeah.
But come here, the Pieta House Wren Run. Tell us about it, and how did you get started?
It's an event that a group of us came up with about 4 or 5 years ago, and we've all varying backgrounds. But we just wanted to do something for our local community. I suppose going back to the recession, our area, our local area, got hit very hard with people leaving, and it just it needed a bit of rejuvenation. So we came up with the idea of the Pieta House Wren Run, which, as you alluded to earlier, it raises funds for Pieta House. But what we also wanted to do was help our community by supporting local initiatives to invest in facilities that everyone in the community can benefit from. So,
what kind of things are they?
For instance, like, we've helped park fund an installation of a walking track, lighting the walking track, fitting out the local gym. So, you know, it's stuff that everyone in the community can benefit from. So, it's been hugely successful over the last 4 years. I think the first year we started off, we had about 500 people and 10 sponsors. And this year we're hoping to have over 2,000. And we've over 100 sponsors signed up already, including our title sponsor, Quilter, who have been absolutely fantastic in backing us, along with everyone else that's been involved.
Amazing. And why Pieta House in particular?
I suppose it's like everyone has their own experiences, and I suppose I'd be no different, and the people I work with be no different. We all have friends and that, and people we know that have used their services. And look, they're a great charity, and I know the guys here locally in Galway and nationally, and I've seen the work they do from dealing with people as young as 11 and 12 right up to people in their elder years. And it's heartbreaking to hear the stories of what they're dealing with on a day in, day out basis.
Yeah.
And look, you're just trying to help them and help support the services that Pieta House provide nationally, and it is fantastic work they do.
Well, rural communities in particular, you know, have been hit really hard, particularly along the west coast as well, you know, right up through Clare and Galway and Mayo. And, you know, young men, you know, if you look at the statistics, are most at risk when it comes to, you know, self-harm and that kind of stuff due to any mental issues. So it is really important. Is that something that you were aware of in your community in Woodford and around there?
It was, and I suppose where we're based, we're about 45 minutes from Galway City, so we're on the edges of the county, and it's, you know, services like Pieta House, you have to travel to Galway City or you have to travel to Tuam to their facilities. But also just for the basic amenities, guys, you're talking Loughrea or Portumna are the next two biggest towns closer. So, you know, we're just trying to help people in our area, but providing services that on a dark winter's night they can go down to the water. Like, we have a fantastic walking track facility in our local community, and people can go there, and whether it's 6 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night, you'll see people there all year round, because they can go and enjoy the facilities. But it's much more than that, and it's turned into a fantastic day. As you said about the Wren Boys, our area used to be synonymous with the Wren Boys going back over the years, and it had kind of died away, and we're trying to reintroduce it back into the community again. Like,
if people are listening now and they want to, because you don't just have people from Woodford obviously taking part, you've got 2,000 participants that are coming from all over Ireland. How can they get involved, and what's the fee and all the rest so they can make their donations?
If people want to get involved, you can go to our website, pietahouserenrun.ie, or you can rock up on the morning and we'll register you there and then.
How long is the run?
It's a 3 and a 6K, Dermot. It's perfect for you. You'll do it no bother.
You don't do a 1.5, do you?
No, but look, we cater for all these. Like, it's a walk, a jog, or a run.
And what
it goes through our local nature reserve, and it's an absolute fantastic facility. We've music along the route, so you don't even feel doing the 6K. The 6K feels like about 3K because you have people to talk to. We always pride ourselves on being that little bit different from every other event, because you come down in the morning, there's music, there's teas, there's coffees, you can have a chat. Joe, like, Christmas is a great time for people, but it can also be a very lonely time, and that's what we're trying to do, is to provide an outlet for people that may not have had such a good Christmas, that they can come along, they can have their cup of tea and coffee, get a bit of exercise, have a chat, and, you know, have a great day. And on top of that, we've got some fantastic prizes.
I was just about to say,
For the event, like, we've got a prize with Ireland's favourite celebrity architect, Dermot Bannon.
What's that?
You get a consultation with Dermot, so if you want to register and sign up and have a chance, like, we've hotel getaways at the Armada Hotel in Spanish Point as well. We've retail vouchers. We've a break for the Strand Hotel in Limerick. We've got some absolutely fantastic prizes for anyone that just wants to support a good cause. They can go online, register to support. But if you want to come and check it out, like, we've people coming from Clare, Limerick, Tipperary, Galway City, County. We had one woman that travelled from Castlebar last year because she just wanted to support the charity and support a great cause. So it shows the reach that the event, the connection it seems to make with people.
Okay, so if people want to check it out, they can look up pietahouserenrun.ie. You have a Facebook, a Twitter, Instagram pages as well, at pietahouserenrun. Roderick, it's a great idea, and I think it's something that could inspire a lot of communities. You know, sometimes we're all, I think, a bit guilty of sitting back and just complaining and shouting at those lads in Leinster House to sort things out for us. But when communities can get together and sort out small things, you know, like you're saying, like camogie clubs and the gym and, yeah, the lighting on the track and all that. There's small things that can make a big difference to your community.
It's something we've been very fortunate to have such great partners as Pieta House, that they've allowed us to work on a partnership on this basis, that, you know, we all want to raise as much funds for Pieta House, but by providing facilities like this in your local community, you can also help Pieta House, because you can tackle the issues earlier, that if you have facilities in your community or you have initiatives going on, that, you know, that person that might be having that bit of a difficult time right now, they might get down to their local walking track at night time, start joining a walking club. Like, we have a walking club that goes twice a week at the moment up there, and it's fantastic to see, because the facilities there, people are joining. And, you know, it can be a very difficult time, but the thing is, there's always somebody there to talk to or to possibly help you along. So, look, what we're hoping for is that as many people come along on St. Stephen's Day. We've had great success so far, but we want to keep making this bigger and hopefully keep turning as much support to Pieta House as we can do over the coming years.
Yeah, well, Roderick, pietahouserenrun.ie is the place to go if you want to support that and get down. And it sounds like a brilliant idea and a great day. Thanks for telling us all about it.
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers, all the best.
Bye. And Woodford, County Galway, that's the place where it's all happening.
We were only talking yesterday with our Fit by Christmas people, and Ronan, our trainer, saying, enjoy your Christmas dinner. You know, there's some amount of thousands of calories you'll consume on Christmas Day.
4,000.
Wouldn't 3 or a 6K stroll in the fresh air on Stephen's morning rid you of some of that?
And plus, you know, any parent knows you're trying to get the kids out of the house and away from the toys and the movies
do
and the
something.
Chocolates.
Yeah.
It seems like a really nice thing to do, and get out and get the family out in the fresh air and support a good cause on Stephen's Day.